up, well, yeah, hey, look, yeah, you know.
Well, it's like a hard down
it,
there.
It got out of hand. That's why
they
stopped
did.
It.
Yeah.
And some of the locations, the ones, if you look at them, are really dumb, too.
Yeah.
Help
a turtle across the street and get a fine. Yeah. Me a break.
Wait a minute, that's not fair. I would have three fines for that.
I'd
drove
hundreds of miles looking for a turtle.
The yellow Jeep.
The only one I found was a dead one.
Oh, nice. Did we could have pushed him across the road.
Across the road. To catch a fish. That's a good
one. Yeah, yeah.
See, I didn't realize they'd gotten that crazy.
Was that the
locationless one? Yeah.
Was that like older ones before they stopped doing it? Well, what are they going to do on the virtual? Just make them real tight?
I don't know. Make them harder, I guess. You know, where you, like the one down at the arch, you know, you've got to really search in there. That's a, that virtual at the arch.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to pay to get in the museum, though, eh?
No.
No.
No?
No,
that's
we
my
went
very
down
first
there.
One.
Is it?
That
what, about a month ago?
The virtual arch one?
Yeah.
My very first
we went
one.
Down there the day President Bush was going downtown.
Oh, gee.
Well, it gets better. You know, we get them off the riverboat cruise, and then let's go do the arch virtual, you know. So we walk over, and there's a guard standing out front, you know. We hit the door, and it's like metal detectors, people are in their pockets.
Yeah.
Looked over,
pocket knife.
I walked down the aisle to marry her with a pocket knife in my pocket. Back in Iowa, my grandpa grew up in Iowa, and I don't know if it was a neighbor or some relative from years ago, I don't know. But they had the old cellars, you know, where you went in from outside. They went in the cellar. It was a tornado.
Is that one of those floppy doors?
Yeah. Well, they went in, and during the storm, the latch fell down. They couldn't get out. And one of them had their pocket knife, and he was able to finally get it through there and get the latch undone.
Right.
Grandpa said, you never go anywhere without your pocket knife.
Yeah.
By God, I don't. Well, I may as well go pick up them caches.
It's the end of the day. Time to start closing up shop. We get a few stragglers wandering in, so Rocky F. Squirrel and Rock Susan give them the spiel on what geocaching is all about.
I'll go grab them. I think I'll go grab the one in the woods. I know where that is.
I'll do geocaching before.
I've heard of it. I've never done it.
It's a modern day treasure hunting.
Yeah, it sounds pretty complicated.
No.
Really easy.
Kids do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We can do it. It's got to be simple.
I guess the deal I read on it made it sound more complicated than it
was. You guys play around now.
If
the computer plugs into here, whoop, they're in here, and then you just see and
follow the arrow.
It's just pointed. So
okay.
Now, sometimes when you get to where the arrow says it is, then you got to really think, because maybe it's hidden kind of hard, but not complicated. Oh, no. And you go home, and then you log it on the computer, and the website keeps track of
you
how
do,
many.
You guys do have fun.
It's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
It's a great family sport.
It's about the same eye level as somebody at my height.
This discussion is about a cache placed by RGS called Some Disassembly Required, which is a unique cache placed in a spring house in a St. Louis County park.
Now, I won't tell you where because I don't want to ruin it completely for you. But, yeah, it's about eye level.
I only went there 4 times.
You know, when I did that one, I was sitting in there. It was kind of a not real busy day, but I had my camera. So every time realtors would come, I'd pretend like I was taking pictures. And then they'd go on. Well, I was sitting in there. After a while, you know, it's like 45 minutes. I'm just sitting on the bench, just kind of looking at being mad. And I hear somebody coming down the trail. And she's doing a whole, now the history of this is blah, blah. She's talking and talking and talking. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll just pretend like I'm taking pictures again. She comes around the corner. She's talking to her dog.
No.
Like, this time, I'm not the one who's been married. She's giving a whole history to her dog.
Wow.
Yeah. A very smart dog.
Maybe the dog said, tell me about the history of this.
That's right. You can get started for a little $60 up to however much you want to pay.
Why don't you show them how that works? We don't have one of those.
Yeah, let me show you. Oh, it tells you where to go and it tells you how far away. So 1.8 miles.
Uh-huh.
This is in miles. When you get under a tenth of a mile, it switches to feet.
Uh-huh.
Also, you can customize that. You can have whatever units you want. But when you get close, it switches down to feet. And then you just follow the arrow until you get close. And sometimes they're hard to find, even when it says you're right there, you know, if it's in real world.
How do you put the information into?
You can either put it in by hand, or they usually come with a cable. And you can pick up, there's some free software off the internet that you can download that so that you can transfer it from geocaching.com into your, like, Easy GPS is one of them. You put it in there. On the website, and there's a link to our email list, and that's kind of how we circulate a lot of information. Also, it's always on the website. It'll say, you know, upcoming events, pick. This is geocaching.
Any city park, county park, state park, geocaching is there. You just don't know it until we tell you where it is.
That's one thing we're not allowed to bury. In fact, the family that just left, their kid had actually found one by accident and they wanted to find out where it was. So they're all around. It's a great family activity. And then just as a group, we have picnics and group hunts. We've got an email list where we communicate with each other. And often somebody just says, I think I'm going to hit South County on Friday. Anybody wants to come with me? Come, and since we all have GPSs, we can find each other, and we just show up and start hunting together. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Kids, we're
finding more and more of the Boy Scouts are getting interested in this.
Yeah,
big
time. Yeah.
Look at the website.
All right. Oh, we'd love to have you. We got a picnic coming up in September at the Onondaga State Park.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, Susan's idea of getting a banner that says, like, high-tech treasure hunt.
A philosophical discussion of how to attract more kids and keep their attention at events like this.
It's a good idea.
The kids were like, they look at us and look at them. Hey, there's something to do over there.
For all the kids, some kind of activity.
Maybe something that's like right here where they can had a caching here, didn't you?
Come find a treasure.
Something like that.
Something
that
catches the kids' eye.
But we shouldn't just fill those ammo boxes with stuff from the dollar store.
8 hours. Almost like working.
I'm kind of surprised they weren't busier as much as they said they advertised this year.
Well, he said that when he came up here, he said that they had, as of when he locked up, there was 1,066 they had.
Right.
There wasn't much down there now.
He said this is an awful bit.
This concludes the Slaga podcast. For more information about the Slaga group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.